Part 2. The Path to Liberation. What is liberation? Liberation is a permanent inner peace, attained through the complete abandonment of delusions. When through training in the path to liberation, our mind is completely released from delusions, the ultimate nature of our mind becomes a liberation or a nirvana. From that moment on, we are free from samsara and all its sufferings, and we have become a foe-destroyer, a person who has destroyed the inner enemies of attachment, hatred, and self-grasping ignorance. As mentioned earlier, 49 days after Buddha attained enlightenment, he was requested by Brahma and Indra to turn the wheel of Dharma. The first teaching Buddha gave was the Sutra of the Four Noble Truths, in which he explained about true sufferings, true origins, true cessations, and true paths. Samsaric rebirth, such as our present rebirth, is called true suffering because it is the basis of all other suffering and delusions. And delusions, and actions motivated by delusions, are called true origins, because they are the origin or source of all sufferings. Liberation is called a true cessation because it is a permanent cessation of delusions and sufferings. And the paths that lead to liberation are called true paths because by following these paths we attain true cessations. Buddha said, "You should know sufferings. You should abandon origins, you should attain cessations, and you should meditate on paths." The meaning of this is that we should first understand that samsaric rebirth is the nature of suffering and develop renunciation for it. Then we should abandon the delusions and negative actions that are the source or origin of samsaric rebirth and all its sufferings, and make our human life meaningful by attaining liberation. To attain this permanent cessation of suffering, we should practice the paths to liberation. The Four Noble Truths can be understood and practiced on many different levels. Directly or indirectly, all Dharma practices are included within the practice of the Four Noble Truths. At a basic level, we can begin the practice of the Four Noble Truths by reflecting on the sufferings caused by anger. Anger destroys both peace of mind and peace in the world. The root cause of the two world wars and of all the wars being fought in various parts of the world today is anger. On a smaller scale, anger destroys our personal relationships, our reputation, and the harmony within families and communities. Most of the arguments and most of the day-to-day difficulties we experience with our family, friends, and colleagues are due to anger. The root of all our future happiness is our virtuous karmic potentialities, the positive energy produced by our past virtuous actions that we carry in our mental continuum. Anger destroys these potentialities and thereby robs us of the good effects of our virtuous actions. Moreover, through causing us to commit heavy negative actions, anger can even throw us into the fires of hell in future lives. Nothing harms us more than anger. Recognizing the terrible and unnecessary sufferings that arise from anger, we should develop renunciation for them, and then strive to abandon their cause, the mind of anger, by practicing patience. In this way, we can attain a cessation of anger. The sufferings caused by anger are true sufferings. Anger itself is a true origin. The practice of patience is a practice of true paths, and the permanent cessation of anger is a true cessation. We can also apply the same principles to the sufferings caused by attachment and ignorance.